The American-led war in Iraq has displaced an estimated 4 million Iraqis. About half of those are still in Iraq, and the other half have found refuge in neighboring countries. The majority are currently in Syria and Jordan. However, Iran, Lebanon, Egypt, and other Gulf countries have also seen an influx of refugees. So far, only about 700 have been able to enter the United States. Congressman Earl Blumenauer has introduced a bill that would help more Iraqis, especially those that have worked for the U.S., the U.N., or other international NGOs, in finding safety in the U.S. Congressman Blumenauer is a Democrat from Portland, and he joins us now to discuss this bill. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Congressman, tell us exactly what your bill would do.
What we would do with this legislation would create a program to admit, as you said, the Iraqis who have been at risk because they've helped us in the reconstruction efforts. We would establish a coordinator for Iraqi refugees and require assistance and a plan to ensure the well-being and safety of them. And we would also increase the number of persecuted Iraqis who could be admitted to the United States as refugees. Basically, we want to have a comprehensive approach to deal with the most rapidly growing humanitarian crisis in the world, other than the Darfur.
Now, overall, current regulations allow for 7,000 Iraqi refugees to be processed for entry to the U.S. by the end of this year. However, only a trickle are getting in, I think only 69 since last fall. Based on what you understand, what's the holdup?
Well, it's a variety of things. Part of it's been resource. Part of it, frankly, has been a lack of will on the part of the United States. There is no sense of urgency. We think there ought to be more resources. We think there ought to be a commitment on the part of the United States to make this happen.
I guess on one hand, it would make sense for the U.S. to compensate Iraqis who have worked for the U.S. and other organizations by providing them with asylum. But aren't those also the very people that Iraq needs right now to help rebuild the country?
Well, we don't need people there under duress whose lives are threatened, who are being stalked. I think we have a commitment from a humanitarian perspective for people until this situation settles. I've been opposed to what the United States has been doing in Iraq, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope the surge works. I hope that the Iraqi government itself takes responsibility along with other allies and NGOs. But unless and until that happens, to force these people to be held hostage in this desperate situation, I think is the wrong message to be sending.
There is an obvious reason for your colleagues, especially those on the other side of the aisle in the Republican camp, to perhaps not support this bill, because they say it might encourage the resettlement of Iraqis in the U.S. At a time when that would be seen as, in some way, a banner that Iraq is becoming less stable and not more stable.
Well, some have made that argument. But the fact is, when we have 20, 50, 70,000 people a day leaving their homes, when we have 2 million displaced within Iraq and people continuing to flee the country, I would suggest that our inability to deal meaningfully with people who have helped us would be more of a signal of problems with United States policy rather than less.
Congressman Blumenauer, why is this issue so important to you? Is there something you saw, someone you met that motivates you?
Well, I have been deeply concerned with what was happening in Iraq from the outset. But for me, what drove it home was an experience I had working with a group of high school students in Portland, Oregon, Lincoln High School, who were working with some of our young National Guard returnees who were just trying to save the life of one of their interpreters. And working with them, watching the problems, and then ultimately meeting this young woman who is now safely in Oregon going to school was a real eye-opening experience for me. Subsequently, I have found that there are other veterans of the Iraq War who have been trying to do the same thing with their interpreters. And it just, to me, underscored the need for Congress to step up. People's lives are at risk every day that we delay in getting our policies into accord.
Congressman Blumenauer, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Congressman Earl Blumenauer. He's a Democrat from Oregon.